The topics, views, and opinions expressed on the air and via All Igniting Change with Barbara Onwine, platforms by host Barbara Onwine Esquire, guests, and supporters are their own and are independent of any organization, entity. Nothing said on the show or any of its platforms constitutes a client-attorney relationship or serves as legal advice, counsel. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to Igniting Change, its platforms, or the show's host. It's time now for Igniting Change, a weekly provocative and empowering program where you, the listener, can ignite change. Now here's your host, Barbara Onwine. Get up,
stand up. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Igniting Change. We are so happy that you are joining our show today because we are broadcasting live from around the country from the mighty NBA and TJC Command Center. Yeah. All right. And we are just so happy that everybody is out there getting their vote on. You know what I got to do next. I got to bring up my mighty co-host, the one and only, the chair of the board of the Transformative Justice Coalition, one of the most brilliant lawyers in this nation. You know who I'm talking about, Daryl D. Jones. Hey, Daryl.
Hey, Barbara, you know, we're here in Atlanta, Georgia at the Command Center. Let me tell you, we got these workers going. They're cheering. They're pushing. They're handling these issues that are coming up in North Carolina, Georgia, Pennsylvania, and it's just incredible watching the work that they're doing, Barbara.
All right, now. And, Dale, my understanding is that these amazing young law students are from John Marshall Law School. Is that correct?
Oh, absolutely. They're from John Marshall, Barbara. They're from the National Bar Association. We even have more, some of the Morehouse students that are here that are pushing forward with these efforts as well. And it's just an incredible showing of unity. It's an incredible showing of the commitment to being certain that everyone has the unfettered access to vote.
Well, I am just so honored, and I would love for the president of the National Bar Association, Riley Adams, to bring us a word, because we've been here since, we've been here so long, since 6 something this morning, working on voter problems, and they are severe, and they're all around the country, so we are so grateful to President Adams for his leadership. This has been amazing. We don't know how to thank him for the 100-plus NBA members who are participating in our command center.
Greetings, everyone. Thank you so much, Barbara. Wonderful time being here, and you're right. We got here with the early birds early this morning. Been working all day trying to solve some of those many issues that are percolating up out there. So happy to partner with you this morning and have all our NBA volunteers and lawyers and law students doing their thing to make sure it's a fair and free election today and things go as they should, not get sidetracked and on off the rails.
All right. Well, you know, you've been working on problems. What kind of problems have you been working on today?
Well, a number, but one highlight is this problem that came up in Georgia earlier with a couple of election officials resigning, trying to get to the bottom of that and what's going on there. Had a long call with the state of Georgia about the situation. They tried to push us off, but we will ultimately prevail.
And
bring the spotlight on them and make sure that situation is resolved. So.
All right. Thank you.
Get my hands dirty.
So, Daryl, you know, you are there with the mighty C.K. Hoffler, one of the most amazing attorneys in our nation, one of the premier litigators. I know CK has a word.
Well, Barbara, actually, CK just took up an issue, and she's working on it right now, so we're going to come back and bring her back in. But one of the things I did want to do, Barbara, because let me tell you, this Georgia Command Center, it's on fire. It's on fire with regards to finding issues and resolving issues. And we have with us one of the National Bar Association attorneys. Kelly Hooper is one of the one of our volunteers that's here, and she has been working on this issue out of Camilla, Georgia. Barbara, folks just have to hear about it. Kelly, are you there?
I am. Good afternoon, everybody.
Good afternoon.
So, Kelly, please share with folks what they need to know about Camilla, Georgia, and how we're on top of it.
Let me tell you, Camilla County is an interesting situation. It's ongoing, so things are changing as I speak. So I'll orient you for a minute. Camilla County is near Albany, Georgia. So we're talking about an hour and a half south of Georgia. 75% Black city. The mayor is Black. It's got Black leadership. It's in Mitchell County, okay? Over the last 2 months, there's been an effort to discourage voters for participation in a special election, which then has results for the general election. So what's happened is that there's just been tools that have been used to confuse and stymie voters from exercising their legal rights. The backstory is that there was an election, there was a candidate that was removed from the election, from the, I'm sorry, the removed from the ballot, and there's been a legal fight because of that. And so then yesterday at 3 o'clock, the election superintendent and his deputy resigned. And
they
so that resigned, okay? And so what of course happened, and so what of course happens is that the general public finds out that the election workers are not going to be working, and there's inevitable and concern about whether or not this election is going to be impacted by that. There are two different polling places that were set up, one for the special election, one for the general. I mean, just general and systemic and I think intentional confusion in this area. We've been investigating, working on it on the phone, activating our personal networks to find attorneys and people that can help in Camilla, Georgia. It's our understanding they've been trying to get attention for this issue for the last 2 months and have not been able to, but thankfully, because of the work that the National Bar is doing and the number of outstanding lawyers that we have here in our office today, we were able to shine a light on what's happening in Camilla, Camilla, Georgia, and this is a tremendous success for us.
Wow. Well, thank you for that. For all of our people here at the National Command Center in Washington, D.C., how many of you have been surprised by the issues that you've heard today? How many of you expected that this is what we were going to hear? We got hands up everywhere. All right. So I wanted the mighty Daryl. I wanted you to know who I'm bringing up next. I'm bringing up Ashley Shannon. All right. Ashley Shannon's one of those old fire, old fire young attorneys. Just became a member of the bar last year. And so she has been helping organize our command center here in Washington, D.C., and the Georgia Command Center. So, Ashley, what's going on? What have you been helping people to do? What is it that people out there need to know about getting their complaints into us?
Right. So, Attorney Irwin, the first thing I need people to know is that when you call the TJC hotline, you are not just calling in issues. You are getting them resolved. So we need you to take light and take heed that we are helping you actively in the community. When you call us, we are taking issues everywhere from New York to Maryland to Ohio to Atlanta. We're taking those issues in. And what do those issues look like? People are being told they cannot file a regular ballot, so they've been given provisional ballots. Lines are 1.5 hours long. People are being asked to park half a mile away from a polling place, and polling machines are down around the country. And you ask, did I expect this? Yes. But are we still fighting back? Absolutely. And that's why we're here today. So I have some amazing volunteers at the HQ that are actively waiting for you to call the hotline. So whether you're posting on social media about voter suppression issues and hashtag vote, hashtag TJC so we see you, or you're using the 833 TJC Vote Hotline. We are waiting for you to bring those issues to us, and we are calling clerk's offices. We are calling county prosecutors. We are calling the Board of Elections, because who's scared? Not us. And we will intervene for you on your behalf, because everyone deserves the right to vote. Even if it's a nonpartisan like way, we want you to vote. And at the end, we will not stop until you vote. And that's why we're here.
All right. All right. So, Daryl, back to you now, you know, because we've been working and everybody's on it. And I know that in Georgia, we knew Georgia was going to be hot, but it's turned out to be red hot today.
You're absolutely right on it, Barbara. You know, one of the things that's really been hot about Georgia has been gone through a number of bomb threats now. We've had 7 bomb threats that have been directed at county commissioners. We've also had bomb threats at polling places in Felden Elementary School. And, you know, some of them have been cleared so people can go back and vote, but it's the intent that is there that frightens people about whether or not they're going to go back to the polling places. It's the intended effect of making it more difficult. And I should note that, Barbara, that these are predominantly African-American areas where these threats are being called in and the chaos being created. So those are some of the issues that are, you know, that's also happening here in Georgia. We're now working to be certain that voters feel comfortable going back, and that they're confident and that they're aware that they can go back. And the question now will be one of extensions of time, because people were trying to take breaks from work to try to go and vote because they have other things doing through the course of today. So, you know, that's a large part of what we're working on here in Georgia. We've also found out, Barbara, there's one voice that I think that you're familiar with that was one of the people that was one of our TJC alumni that came on out and was doing some work and, you know, certainly wanted to give this person a chance. It's no other than our own TJC alumni and fellow, Milaj Robinson. Milaj, hello!
Oh, Milaj!
How's it going?
Yeah.
How's it going?
Oh,
how's it going, Attorney Arwan? It's great to hear you.
Hey, Milaj, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing
in great.
Doing good work.
Yeah. So what is it like to be at a command center? I know this is probably your first time. And what is it like to watch all these problems being solved from Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and good old Georgia?
Yes. So it's amazing. It's actually amazing. But also, it can be concerning as well, you know, but the only thing that's easing that pain is just working alongside of other, you know, law students and lawyers really coming together and try to resolve these issues, right? When I look at Pennsylvania, my hometown, I see there's a lot of things going on in Allentown and Philly and Chester. So seeing that everyone is coming together to take the problem firsthand, calling all our connections, and just making sure everything is situated and mitigated is what's giving me hope. You know, like the work is being done, and that's just easing my pain and easing, you know, the worry. And I know the turnout will be great. So it's really amazing, and I just love to be in this environment of people just trying to make a transformative action, you know. So, and that's what we're doing right now. So it's amazing.
All right. Daryl, you know, Milaj is the face of people want to say the face of the future. He's the face right now and of the future. He's doing amazing work. Just thank you, Milaj, for your heart, your spirit, and your leadership and your brilliance. All right now. So here in the D.C. Command Center, I'm going to just walk around and I'm going to bother a couple people who are working. And I just want you to do me a favor. I want you, if you want to say a word to the nation about why you're here, why you showed up today, raise your hand. And I'm going to come over to talk to some of you. Please, if you want to say a word to the nation, because it's a national, international radio show. People are listening from 45 cities all over the place. And if you got a word to say about why did you choose to be here on this day, this election day, let's hear it.
Hi, my name is Ajuai Toro, and I'm here because I believe, number one, it's my civic duty to support nonpartisan election participation. And also, I'm here because I want to help identify where there are problem areas, where people are being threatened or denied the right to vote. And so many times those are in the Black communities and other oppressed communities, and we have to protect their right, all of our right, to vote so our voice will be heard.
All right now. And I think you want to say a word.